encourage everybody to get a piece of paper, a pad, you know, hopefully you have a spiral notebook dedicated just to biomedics, and take notes. There's going to be some good stuff here tonight. Tonight is our National Basic Training Call. It's Sunday, November 16th. My name is Lisa Hale, and I'm speaking to you from my home in Chupadero, New Mexico. It's a little village outside of Santa Fe, watching the sunset over the mountains here. As I thought about getting this call started and what might best serve you, I stumbled a little bit because our system is really so simple and so automated now, at least the hard parts are automated, that I wondered what was there really to say about it. But a few very important things did come to mind, things I struggled with in the beginning and things that I know a lot of new people with very high potential for great success in this business struggle with. So I will try to address tonight what really must be the principal issue for most everyone, and that is the keys to staying on track with the basic proven system, what I call 1-2-3 attract. The keys are very simple once you get some perspective on this, and so I will try to really identify those, and hopefully that will be of help to everyone here listening. There are really only two elements to this business that we must master. There are lots of fundamentals, lots of philosophy, but two elements that really encapsulate all of it. And those are personal growth and personal relationships. Now, developing the personal relationships develops the personal growth, and it applies absolutely everywhere. The relationships we're talking about here are relationships with your prospects, with your upline, and with your team. Now, the personal growth you will experience will be valuable beyond measure. It'll render you a money magnet in your life and a success magnet in your life, both your personal life and your business life and every aspect of your life. And it will come as a function of those relationships. And these are the only parts, really, of the proven system that you must engage in actively and produce yourself. The rest is really all in the can. So that's just one angle to think about this from, but I'm going to talk about it from a slightly different angle, too, in just a minute. So if you are not familiar, just in the event that you're new, there are a lot of brand new people getting started who've brought some brand new people. If you're not familiar with the proven system, there is a system call on the Biomedics website that absolutely every Biomedics member has access to. It was recorded, I believe, on September 17th this year, 08, or thereabouts. So whatever day in that second week or third week of September was a Wednesday. It's right around the 17th. And it is a call that I did in Chris's place on the 1-2-3 attract system, and I think they probably have it labeled as a Lisa Hale 1-2-3 attract call or something like that. I recently re-listened to it because another distributor in another group had made reference to it, and I wanted to, you know, see what was on that call. So I listened to it again, and it really does cover in very fine detail exactly how the system is used, how it is applied, and how to plug into its elements. It's excruciatingly detailed. So if you have any questions about how to use that system, that call really will answer them, and it's right up there on the Biomedics website. Now, just a quick review. Step one is pique interest and set an appointment. Step two is to do the business overview, and step three really is the business details, provide the details. And, you know, then there's just follow-up, follow-through, answer the questions, fill in the gaps, and you should be using your upline for this part. In fact, if you are new, you should be using your upline for every part of this, including getting ready to pique interest and set an appointment. In other words, the preparation and the training. You should be plugging into your mentor to do that. And if your mentor, your upline, is new or inexperienced, then keep going up the chain until you find somebody who can help you with that. That's the beginning of this relationship business, and that's where the personal growth happens, in the relationship that you have in learning from your upline how to prepare your communication for the market and how to use the 1-2-3 attract system. You will be developing your relationship with that person and developing yourself. So your only part then, after you've gotten prepared with the help from your mentor, your upline, is to actually ask the questions and pique the interest and set the appointments. That's it. So really, you know, the question was for me and must be for you, so what else is there? Well, there are a few things, you know, in particular in the realm of initiation. And what I mean by this is initiating the conversations with the market, finding people to talk to, and initiating your own intention or your drive. These are sort of in this list in reverse order. First, the first thing you must do is initiate your own motivation, which presumably you had some sense of why you were motivated to get started here when you joined. But even though you had some sense of it, that needs to be developed a little bit. Now, I used to get pretty involved in this part of things with my new distributors, but as Jim Rohn explains, I really wouldn't sign up for that class. People are really either motivated or they are not. The one thing I do with every new distributor is something I'm going to suggest you do with yourself. And that is to help them get very specific about why they're here. And I will say this, to initiate your own activity so that you can do your part of the system, which is step one, you must have clearly defined and written objectives, as well as clearly defined reasons why those objectives are important to you. So if you are brand new here and you have not written down any specific goals or reasons why or objectives about why you are here building this business, I would say that is something you must do, and do it quickly. In, you know, if you'll take a bit of advice from me, I would say do it quickly. Do it tonight, because it will help you be very focused in doing the activity that will make you rich here. If you have new people getting started in this business and you are already somewhat experienced, you know, sort of either, you know, an advanced rookie or getting more advanced in this business yourself, then, of course, this is an important key to remember to help your new people do this part for themselves, because initiating the activity depends on being clear about your motivation. So you must initiate your own motivation. Write down your goals. Be very clear about why you're here, and define them as clearly as you can. And I'll just say that I did not have nearly so clearly defined objectives when I started as I do now. So you're going to start somewhere, wherever that is, and that's good enough. And get into action based on that, and then continue to work on it. Continue to define it over time. Now, just an example of this, I talked with a man today who just joined our team and who works 96 hours a week in his own small business. He's quite successful, but he can't keep working like that forever. Now, it would be easy for me to assume, and even for him, I guess, to assume, that those hours alone are enough of a reason why he joined this business. He decided to do that. But we delved into some details, like what would he do if he had more of his time back? How would he spend that time? Who would he spend it with? What would that feel like? Is it worth it to spend 30 minutes every day engaged in this biomedics business to build the foundation that would give him more options? Why would that be valuable? And finally, what would it take in dollars to achieve those goals? Now, the initial goal, the medium-term goal, and the long-term goal, you know, these are the goals that you want to be really clear about. Now, I achieved my initial goal in 3 of my medium-term goals, as well as about a dozen non-monetary goals that were a function of those first objectives. And I personally am on to the longer-term goals, and the time is now for me. The question is, do you have those goals defined? And is the time now for you? If you're clear that the time is now for you, and it is for some of these new members I referenced, then all you have to do now is just pique interest and set an appointment with as many people as you can, massively, and you will be incredibly successful here. There is nothing standing in your way. So there are, you know, lots of people who've just gotten started in this business who have looming problems they want to avert, others who are just planning ahead. Ask yourself, you know, what drives you? What will keep you in step one for 30 minutes, 30 to 60 minutes a day every day? Now, once you have your own motivation defined, what are the steps to get there? It's simply this. It's like I just said, you must talk to people, and you must talk to them in an attractive way. Now, we have that part very well defined. We've had a lot of training calls on the National Conference Line that we've had tremendous attendance on that defines that extremely well. But I'll just say it again here. Attractive shows up in the form of questions and stories. People don't like to be lectured at, so ask questions. Would you like to look at an idea, or would you look at an idea for me that I'm considering for myself, a business idea, and let me know what you think? Look over my shoulder, make sure I'm not making a mistake. You can ask that of somebody you're close to or somebody you respect. Here's another one. Do you know anyone who's seriously in the market to double or triple their full-time income from home in less time and effort without any risk or sales? And then you can always tell a story. You know, did I ever tell you about my friend, the engineer, who, you know, working at a successful career as an engineer, and just decided he was really aggravated with the corporate world and got free of that? Did I ever tell you about him? He got started in this business part-time outside his regular full-time job, and in 14 months, he was making more than $10,000 a month part-time from home. Didn't even have to, you know, compromise his job or, you know, lower his hours there. He did that on the side. Do you know anyone who'd be interested in something like that? One of my new members, his interest was piqued because I told him that story. Questions and stories, that's what's attractive to people. And really, what that gets down to is the value for them. What's in it for them? If you're asking them questions, they get to consider that. What's in it for me? And if you're telling them stories, they get to see that. So, questions and stories, and that piques interest, and then you just set an appointment. I sponsored a wonderful couple in Kansas City a couple of weeks ago who told me that when they got started in this business, they would have to, that this business would have to take second place to something else they were working on, and that they wouldn't get started here in biomedics until at least 2 weeks went by. Now, that was fine, but if they considered the value here on their own, they considered it. They considered what a gold mine they'd discovered. They realized that the time to get started was really now, right away. So already they've set up appointments, we've done some presentations, they've piqued interest with at least half a dozen people, and they are going to be keeping me very busy. So they will actually, I think, be sponsoring people before their originally scheduled start date even arrives. They're just out there talking to people and setting up the appointments. They're not trying to answer any questions or get any information across on their own. They're setting it up and setting it up with me. Now, another woman responded to some of my advertising locally here. She was very skeptical, very leery, but she looked at everything and she liked it all, and she said she did want to get started and that she would call me back. Now, she called me a couple of days ago with dozens of people. She called me a couple of days ago and left me a message saying that the time, you know, was soon, that she'd want to get started and that she'd call me. Now, I've been very busy in the last couple of days with dozens of people calling my marketing lines in the last 3 days, so I only called her back today. You know, it was amazing to me. She was so anxious to make sure that I called her that she left a message for me specifically on her answering machine message. It said, you know, hi, this is so-and-so, please leave a message after the tone. And Lisa, if that's you, I've lost your number. Please call me back and leave it for me. I want to talk to you. Now, that's a person who's excited. She's ready to get started. Why is that? Because she saw the value. She saw what was in it for her. Well, and how did she do that? It's not because I'm magically skilled at communicating it or I knew what her particular personal issues were. It's because the system, the proven system, 1-2-3 attract, is focused, laser focused, on getting the value in front of people at every step. and we can use this system with confidence to sort people, because if people listen to these overviews or watch these presentations and they are not interested, there is just nothing more we can do to put the value in front of them. This is not the right time for them. They are not motivated, and this is not what they need right now. They've sorted themselves out. And if they are interested, then our job is simply to fill in the gaps, answer their questions, and help, and just let them decide. That's it. That is 1, 2, 3, attract. So once you've defined your why and what, the doing is really simple. You just have to work first with your warm market. And in a minute, I'm going to share with you a 4-minute explanation of why that is. Then you got to make a list. So you got to, you know, work through your warm market, make a list. And here's why you must start with the people you know and love the most. Now, what this is a 4-minute segment of a conversation that I had with a group, a small group of my new distributors, and I had Dave Gerhart help me with this. So you're going to hear him talking to one of my new distributors about starting with the people you know and love the most. Here we go.
If this doesn't lay a foundation, then that's something that we've...
Okay, let me just start that again. Okay, here we go.
We understand how important it is to lay a foundation, and that's something that we've been trying to do with all the input, is just to make sure we have all our ducks in a row, get everything situated, and, you know, make sure that our foundation is good and solid. And another thing I wanted to share was, I have an engineering background, too, and I understand the mind of an engineer and so on. I think it's kind of a great foundation because it helps your life. But another thing, based on what you had shared, it's interesting because we had, as part of our business strategy with biomedics, is we didn't want to share with family until we're 6 months down the road we have a success built. So we can say, hey, guess what? 6 months ago, when we're in the middle of a terrible financial crisis in our country, we were silly and started a business, and now it's doing this. So, all right, let me pretend for a second I'm one of your family members. Name some guy in your family that you're close to, but, you know, you don't want to tell him for 6 months. Give me a first name. David. Oh, I'm sorry, Kurt. I can't tell the voices you guys sound like on this line. Okay. So that was Green North Trish, and that's my brother-in-law, Carl, for instance. Brother-in-law, okay. And you're close to Carl? Yes, I do IT work with him. Okay, perfect. Now, you're not going to tell Carl for 6 months, but now I'm going to be Carl, and it's been 6 months, and you come up and tell me this story. We started this business in a downtime, and it's going really well. Really well. We're both making a lot of money. We got a very successful group going, and we decided to tell you now. Now, what do you think Carl's first question is going to be for you?
Well, it goes right along with the thought that I've been having just recently within the last 2-3 days is, if this is such a great opportunity, why wait to tell them?
Carl's going to say, hey, you know, this hurts. This hurts, Carl.
How come?
Exactly. Break back on his gold mine, and you tell everybody else, and now I'm finding out 6 months later when you're already successful, and I could have been going along with you the whole time. How's that going to be?
Exactly.
It doesn't feel very good.
That would sting. That would sting.
It stings, you're right. And so when I got that lesson, I went to a seminar, and the guy said, you know, how are you going to handle it when somebody says to you, I thought you cared about me. You tell me 6 months, a year, 2 years into the deal, you're making $10,000 a month, and you didn't tell me first. What kind of relationship do we have? See, I didn't want to get, so I did is, I knew the family was going to kick the crap out of me. I knew it. That's just what they do, you know. The naysayers, oh, you can't do that. Those will never work. You idiot. You're crazy. They all did that. But I said, I got to go get my beaten right now, because if I don't tell them now, I'm going to feel horrible 6 months, a year, 2 years from now. And, of course, they're all in now. My mom and dad get a check every month. My brother gets a good-sized check every month. Both of my friends, good-sized check. I got just a little over a year ago, friends of mine from high school, my best friend from high school, Jamie, she just joined. And she joined because her sister joined. I've known her for 40 years. I talked to Jamie the first year about this. But I was so terrible at this. She didn't get it. She didn't understand. I just probably sounded like I was mumbling and tripping over myself. Probably sounded like a bumbling idiot. But so she didn't join. That was my fault. Now, 16 years later, her and her sister, her father's involved. My best friends are in the deal now. But I tried, you know. I tried the first year. So she can't take. She tells the story. She said, yeah, Dave, tell me about the 16 years ago and I wasn't listening.
Okay. So now here's the lesson in this. Dave helped, first of all, Dave helped me out with that call. I thought it was valuable for those particular new distributors to meet him and for him to meet them. And we had a great discussion. And secondly, you know, Dave talked to everybody, his family, his friends, everyone he could get his hands on. And as he says himself, he made a terrible mess of it. And some of them didn't get it. But they came back later. And in the meantime, he was still successful because, as Jim Rohn says, he made up in numbers what he lacked in skill. Now, I did that too. And lots of other people have too. So if you're starting out, I'd say don't be afraid to get out there and make mistakes. You're going to. That's okay. They'll come back later. They'll forgive you. It doesn't matter. You've got to learn by doing. And nobody does it right the first time. So get out there and do it. Let us help you, us being whoever it is you're working with. And, you know, the mess will get cleaned up in the end. Now, you know, the next question, of course, in this conversation was, what do you say to these people? How do you do it? And I've got another short segment. It's a little bit more to the point about exactly what to say. Now, this is an excerpt. It's about 4 minutes long again on one way to approach people that you know when you're new. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. I'll be Kurt, and let me talk to Carl, all right? So I'm going to talk to Carl. I'll do both parts for you. I've been through this all to know what people think and say and do. Now, I don't know Carl, so you may say he might have responded differently, but I'm going to give you a generic example. So, and here's my trepidation. I'm new. I'm Kurt. I got this great hot idea. I believe it's the gold mine of the century. I want Kurt to know, but I don't want, I'm sorry, I want Carl to know, but I'm afraid to tell Carl because Carl might reject it. Number one, I don't know how to bring this up. Number two, I don't know if he's interested. Number three, I don't want to be insulted. Number four, I don't want him to judge me and perceive me as a dopey person like they did Dave his first year. So all this is going through my mind. And I'm actually getting sweaty palms thinking, how am I going to bring this up? What am I going to bring it up? Well, first of all, just relax. There'll be an opportunity. And you can look for that opportunity as soon as it presents itself. So here's how you do that. By listening, listening, and listening. And we call this listen well and respond in kind with a $1 million question. Now, here's an approach that I would use on a close, what I call circle of influence or family member. Because you can always ask a question. I'm an ask, don't tell kind of guy. So here's a question I would ask for Carl. Hey, Carl, have you ever looked at into any of those types of businesses where they use geometric leverage or exponential leverage to build income for people? Have you ever looked at any of those? Now, I don't know if you know him well enough to know what his answer is going to be, but he might say, yeah, I've looked at a bunch of them. You know I've looked at a bunch of them. Those things never work out. Well, do you believe at least the theory? You know, I'm Kurt again. Do you believe at least the theory on those types of businesses works? Have you ever looked at the theory without the actual reality? Oh, yeah, theory's great. See, most mathematicians, engineering types, will understand the theory. I got the theory. I knew the numbers. I didn't understand anything else here. And so I said, yeah, but in theory, it's great. But I've never found in a real way where that can actually happen. There's no vehicle I've ever witnessed that can produce the numbers they say in theory. Well, let me ask you one more question, Carl. If there was one, an actual vehicle that would produce the numbers that the theory suggests, would you at least want to know about it so you can review it and evaluate it? Or is that something you would just assume it can't be true and would just ignore it? Now, see, he's going to start to think, are you sneaking up on him or is this for real? Well, if he's got any self-respect, he's going to say, well, I want to review it. And
you may want to throw in the term, say, if there was no risk in reviewing it, would you want to see what it is or know what it is so that you could know for sure? Yeah, why are you asking me that, Kurt? And Kurt says, well, I'm not 1,000,000% sure yet, but I may have found a vehicle that can make that theory work. It's literally a gold mine, if it's true. And I'm looking into it right now. I'm checking it out. Even Rose is taking a look. And you know how she is. She's skeptical. She's the Mikey that hates everything, always protects me from these lousy deals. She is actually interested in this now. See, I'm starting to blame it off the collect of the goat's gruff. And we found out about this, if you can believe it or not, from a woman that has a PhD, used to work at Los Alamos Labs. And she's a firm believer in this. She's sharing this idea with us. We're looking into it deeper and deeper. Would you mind taking a look at this for my sake? Take a sniff of the deal. See if you smell a rat somewhere in there. I don't want to keep going into this, because if Rose and I miss the tripping point and we get involved, then we could be hurt. Would you mind taking a look? Tell me what you think. I'd love to have your opinion on this from an objective standpoint. Do you think you could do that for me? Now, Kurt, you know Carl. Do you think Carl would accept that kind of conversation?
I think he would. That's a very clever approach.
Yeah. It's called the can you help me, Big Brother style approach. Can you look over my...
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's that part is over now. It's called the Big Brother can you help me style approach. So that's one really, really good way to approach the most high quality, best prospects you have on your list. And I've done that with great success. Most of the people I did that with said absolutely they'd take a look, and quite a lot of them got started and joined very early on in my business. Have been nice staples in my business ever since. So if you've got something that simple that you can, first of all, deflect any of their negativity right off the bat by saying, you know, would you look at this on my behalf? Just let me know what you think. I value your opinion. And use Billy Goat's Gruff to deflect any blame on you for having taken a look at this deal. You know, I got introduced to this by this smart engineer guy, and, you know, I think he probably knows what he's doing, but I still want you to take a look. Or I got introduced to this by that, you know, school teacher down at the schools that we all respect and love, and I just can't imagine her doing anything goofy, but would you take a look at it anyway? And so on down the line, you just use whatever Big Brother Billy Goat you can come up with and deflect it off on that, and that makes the whole conversation go smooth. Everybody's relaxed, nobody's uptight, they don't feel like you're cornering them, and it goes really well. And then what you do is set up an appointment. That's all you have to do. Set up an appointment and then get, you know, the person you're working with there at the appointment, and guess what you're going to do? You're going to do 1, 2, 3, attract. Having that conversation that we just heard Dave and Kurt talking about, and by the way, I got Kurt's permission through Rose to use that segment on here, and Dave's too. So, you know, courtesy of them, we all got to hear it. They just described the way that you're piquing an interest in setting an appointment. The next step, the next step is the business overview, and that's going to be a simple activity that your upline or your Big Brother Billy Goat helps you with. And then the next step after that is just, you know, the third step in the system. Now, the rest is really covered. That's what I'm getting at. The rest is simple. It's all in the numbers and the sorting. The good ones will emerge if you talk to enough people. Now, Dave, do you have anything you want to add to this?
Lisa, this is a very complete call, and those segments are pretty good. The first one was soft enough where I'm not sure everybody could hear both sides of the conversation. This is well done. Let me add a couple things that I think at this point I can do using the leverage of what you've just shared with everybody. Because if they just took this training, which I've been watching the clock, in 30 minutes, everybody that's listening to your voice has enough training to go out and build a massive, massive income right now, if they would just do it.
and it would take about 30 to 45 minutes a day of using exactly what you taught them. But let me give you guys some ideas. Most of the people out here are probably veterans. I know you couldn't hear everybody say hello because you had to mute everybody before we got a chance to do that. There's a lot of people on the call tonight. But I'm going to ask rhetorical questions. I'm going to answer them myself because we've got the lines muted. But what is the one thing that we need to do to double our check? And, of course, that's double our volume. And so there's two ways to double the volume. You can go into sales mode, and you could talk to everybody in your existing organization and talk them into, by sales and marketing techniques, to double the amount of product they need by scaring them with their health. But that would be the sales part of it, and that would be the product orientation to this whole thing. Or B, you could talk to all of the people in your organization that are here to do something and get them all next month to find one person to join the team and use the same amount of product that everybody else uses on average. So if everybody gets one this month, your team will double, your volume will double, your rank will probably go up, and your check will probably double because that's how this system works. And if you've heard some of the calls recently that I've heard Lisa do and that I've done and Beth's done and some of the other leaders, you'll know that we've spent some time on the 30-day penny, the exponential penny, and the power of one, which is one of the most powerful presentations we have that inspire the marketplace. Everybody says, well, I need to go to this place or go to that place or listen to this tape or read that book for more motivation. And I'm telling you, you don't. You want to get motivated. Get into massive sponsoring mode. And here's how you get your team to do that. See, if you call off your team and spend your entire month trying to get your team to find one and you don't find anybody, shame on you. Not much of a leader. But if you have a group, you have someone you could lead, then here's where you want to be. And Lisa will back me up on this because she's doing this herself right now. Leaders should get themselves in a position where they're sponsoring, attracting and sponsoring at least 1 to 5 per week. 1 to 5 new people personally per week. You should average between 5 and 12 a month, somewhere in that range. 5 to 12 new distributors per month, per leader. Now, if you do that, it's easy to go to your group and say, listen, I'm going to sponsor 8 or 9 or 10 this month. Do you think you could just get one? And I'm telling you, people aren't spending 30 minutes a day or 45 minutes a day or an hour a day. And I can tell that because they're not even sponsoring 2 or 3 or 4 a month. I'm talking 30 minutes a day average, using exactly what she just taught you. Even if you're brand new, you should be able to sponsor 5 people in the next 30 days. And 5 in the 30 days after that. And then your batting average will go up. You should be able to do about 10 that third month. And the people that you're bringing, if you follow this system, will be naturally motivated, excited, inspired, and ready to go to work. And many of them will sponsor 1 or 2. Until they recognize in your leadership example that you can do 4 or 5 or 7 or 10 or 12 or 15 a month, and they will do more, but not until you do. So it'd be better, instead of being a cheerleader and pushing your team to do more, you just go lead, do more, so that when you talk to the team, and here's the key, you can tell the story of yourself and all the other leaders that you know in the company doing this. I'll give you an example. Lisa, how many people did you sponsor last month?
9.
9. That's a leader. That's a leader. 9 is a leader.
7 the month before.
She wants to do probably 10 this month or more. That's a leader. And so she can go to the marketplace with authority and prospect the next person and speak to her organization and lead on these calls with confidence. I mean, I heard nothing but confidence in the call tonight. In fact, greater confidence than I normally hear her, because I don't think in the last 3 months prior to last month, she was in the 9 to 10 range. So I think she's upped her game. And in upping her game, she upped her team. And when her team gets upped, then guess what? The check gets up. When the check's up, you don't need to go read another book, listen to another take, or another seminar to get motivated. You'll be naturally motivated by your check doubling every 30 to 60 days. And the team growing so you have someone to lead. And if you're brand new, do what we did on this call here. Just tell the stories, show the examples, and then follow through. Lisa's working with several of these key people she just sponsored last month, and they're going to turn out to be massive business builders. I got to meet some of them. I can see the future now. Now, here's one thing I'd like to add to the call tonight, because we're going to do training on this on the first Wednesday in December for sure. And that is, if you're a business builder here and you're talking business, but you want to make sure you don't leave the product out of the equation, you don't have to blend it with the business call. That would be foolish. It'll just muddy the water. But if you can't get somebody on the opportunity side of this, you'd be a fool not to listen, and see if there's some place the product might fit. Or if the opportunity conversation ever comes up for you, listen for an opportunity to talk about the product. I mean, something's better than nothing. I was telling this story to somebody, I don't know, I guess it was today, and that is that I have pockets of business all over within my groups and front level to me that produce anywhere from $250 to over $1,000 a month. It'll never be anything but little product pockets. Now, if you do the math, those product pockets will produce anywhere from a couple of $100 a month up to $1,000 to $1,500 a month in income. Just those tiny little pockets. Now, if you do the math, if you got between 5 and 10 of those, which most of the leaders do, you can be pulling anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 a month just from those little product pockets. They probably won't grow much after that. They don't duplicate well because it's difficult to duplicate the whole pushing product, selling product part of this thing. But it's nice to have them. I've had some of them on the team for anywhere. The oldest one I got in terms of a veteran status, almost the entire time we've been here, 3-4 months after I got the business, I got one. 15 and a half years. I've had a number of others that I've picked up over the last 5 years, 8 years, 10 years. Can you imagine that kind of extra income to the already, you know, healthy income you can earn here as a business builder? Anywhere from $500 to $1,500 a month for some of the, you know, medium-sized pockets. I'm talking $4,000 or $5,000 a month in extra income to the $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 you can earn. So here's one of the keys to staying motivated. You need motivation? Spend 5 minutes every morning and every evening visualizing what your lifestyle. Don't visualize money. Money is boring and stupid. You might as well just, you know, stare at paint drying. Because visualizing money is just stupid. It's as boring as watching paint dry. But if you visualize what your lifestyle would be like with a $25,000 a month income, now that's motivating. That was very motivating for me my first year when I was just visualizing a $10,000 a month income from this. That kept me going that first 2 years. I did not need anything else to motivate me, because every day I would visualize, what does a life look like? How does it feel to get a $10,000 check? How does it feel to write a deposit slip at the bank for $10,000 or more and put it in the bank every single month? How does that feel? How does that look? What does my life look like? I had it all mapped out. I knew exactly what it looked like, and I'm living it today. And that's enough to motivate you. So whether your business is 80-20 business to product or 80-20 product to business, whatever you're doing is your main thing, you should be listening for the other thing along the side. And don't chicken out. I mean, if you're business, stick to business until you know you can't do it and go product. And if you're product, stick with that product thing as long as you can carry it. And when you can't get it any further and they go, well, I'd love to be healthier and I'd love to feel better, but I can't do it, and you've given them 6 ways to Sunday to see the value in the product, and you can't get them, offer them a chance to make more money. And don't be chicken about it. And when you do that, you could develop 20% of your business, could be business builders that could end up being 80% of your business someday, because the business builders will build it faster than the product people. It's just the way it is. But don't turn any of it away. All of it turns on your business. All of it increases your check. All of it will motivate you. All of it will build this company and change this from the best kept secret in America to the hottest opportunity in America that everybody knows about. Now, I got a bunch of other notes here, and I'm not going to go through them. Lisa, this was a great call. But if people would learn to use what you share with them tonight in what we call leveraging themselves against the system, being persistent and consistent, using ant philosophy, and setting their goals and the reasons for them so they can visualize what life is like when their, you know, their life changes at 20 or 25 or 30,000 a month. What's the worst that could happen? You get halfway there? I mean, would you cry if you only made it to 12,000 a month and then needed a break before you could come back and get the next 12? I don't think so.
No.
So, you know, it's a function of that. Now, you want to open it up, talk to them a little bit. There's more here. I took notes on your call. I had notes down before your call because I knew kind of what you were going to talk about because I've been on the phones with some of your people this week. You have some of the most dynamic potential business builders I've seen in years. It's going to change the landscape. And I think it's going to change your life dramatically in the next 6 to 18 months.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to that. And I'm excited about them because I can see how much value this business and association with this really tremendous company and the people in it is going to bring to their lives. And I look forward to being able to be part of seeing that happen for them as well. Now, I am going to open up the call and invite any questions. Please mute your lines. Check it. Make sure you're listening. If we have to say to you, please mute your lines, double check it again, because, you know, it'll ruin it for everybody else's opportunity to ask the questions if your line's making too much noise. So here we go.
Before you do that, Lisa, before you do that, let me ask you a question publicly here that I want you to respond honestly to and directly, because it's not a rhetorical question. Document that I sent you earlier today, I think I sent it around noontime, that's the, I'm trying to script up our next business tool, which would be a prospecting tool, which we either make at the field level or we'll have corporate make it for us either way. Do you believe that those stories that I shared with you there, I don't think any one of them takes more than 20 or 25 seconds to tell. Do you think those would be useful to the rest of the team?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. In fact, about a month ago, we did a call on my little team's group in which I shared probably most of the stories that you have on that list. I think all of those stories. And someone was going to take down notes and write them up, and I didn't have them written up, and it never did get written up. So I'm looking forward to sharing those outlines of stories with my team. I think it'd be helpful for just about anybody.
Now, here's what I'll do. I won't send them the scripted part for the opening and close on it for the recorded call we're going to do, but I will copy and paste at least those six, maybe that seventh one generically, and put it up on the Freedom Command later tonight. And they can pick them up there and learn at least those six. The key to this whole thing, and you said this first off starting the call, is storytelling. If you can't tell stories, if you don't have a battery of stories that you can tell very efficiently and very attractively, then shame on you if you've been in this business any length of time and you expect to be successful, but you're not, because you won't be. The whole business is based on storytelling. The majority of the fortune I've made here is because I learned to tell those stories, as difficult as that would have been for me. For some people, it comes natural. Lisa's gotten very good at it. I think it's the reason she's successful, and it's the reason she's had such tremendous recent success, is she's refocused her attention on those activities. So let's open it up, Lisa, and then what I'll do is I'll put those stories up for everybody to pick up later on the loop.
Okay. Here we go, guys. Okay, I've unmuted. You guys sound very quiet. Would somebody on the listener side please say hello? Let us know that I've got you actually unmuted.
Hello. Can you hear me, Lisa?
Okay, great. Anybody have any questions or, I mean, comments are okay too, but stories, any scenarios that you'd like a little help with from either one of us? I know there's more than 30 people on the line here tonight, and I'm sure that somebody out there has a question. And if you have a question, I guarantee you it's a question that somebody else has too. So please be brave and step up and ask it.
Hello, this is Rick Shaw.
Hey, Rick.
How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Great. Great call tonight. And I also ran into something today when I just came back from Colorado Springs today, and I took my car sideways, and I dropped the rental car back off, and this lady was saying just a little bit about what Dave was saying. Is this stuff true, and that stuff is true, and she just went on about the whole thing because she said she didn't believe in it, but I mean, I did the best I could with it because I mean, you don't rule anybody out. So I just kind of gave her a little thing to go off of, and I gave her my card. But I mean, who's to say what that's going to do? But at least I gave her my card, and I said a little spiel about, you know, sort of about pretty much about the business, and try to some things that is positive towards this business, because I know a lot of people have a lot of negative comments about this type of business.
Well, Rick, do you want to share with everybody? I mean, good for you for doing that. I know you're ambitious and you're just, you know, taking it to heart, this idea of every opportune moment. So that's great. Let me ask, are you interested or willing to share with us how the conversation got initiated and how it proceeded?
Well, what she did was she saw the sign and she said, "Well, do you really get a lot of calls off of these numbers?" I said, "Well, yes, we do." And she was saying that she was just basically giving her experience of. I mean, I didn't go into details of her or ask her any questions about what she went through so far as that, but I just kind of, yeah.
What does your car sign say, since that wasn't stated yet, so I'm not sure how what she's responding to in this case?
Well, the one that says earn $3,000 a month, call for recording info.
Okay. And so she was questioning how you earn $3,000 a month by calling a number, right?
Basically. Right.
Okay. There's two ways to respond to that. So we don't have to role play it, but at least if I can help with this. There's two ways to respond. You can either suggest through questions that there's something. Let me just do it. Do you know what her first name was?
No, I don't.
All right.
I was looking for her name. Ask her, yeah.
I thought, hey, lady, let me ask you a question. I get that you believe these things don't work because you've decided based on your experience it's impossible. But if I could give you a no-risk chance to evaluate this, would you be interested to see how you make an extra $3,000 a month on 45 minutes a day without selling or recruiting? Now, she can only say yes or no to that because she's backed into a corner. Now, the other response, which is equally as powerful.
Go ahead, Dave.
Can you mute yourself, Rick, while he talks?
All right. The other response, which is just as powerful, is to tell a story. And I'm going to give you two examples here, one for your lady on the car sign, which would go like this. Well, I get that you're skeptical. One of the gals, and she, here's what I want you to understand before I give you this answer. Do you have to have me sponsor you to blame things on me in what we call the objection deflection theory? The answer is no. Do you have to be in my organization to blame things on me? The answer is no. Do I even have to be involved with your company? If I'm in this industry and I do a training, an industry training, can you still blame it on me? The answer is yes, because nobody cares. Nobody understands who you're blaming. So here's another response. Hey, you talk about skeptical. I get that you're skeptical, lady. So was the engineer that made millions. But when he realized there was no risk, he decided to test it. He's such a stubborn son of a gun, he decided to prove him wrong, so he joined. And he ended up sticking with it, made millions. See, it takes three sentences, 10 seconds. There you go. And there's another gal that shared this with me. She's got a PhD. Talk about skeptical. She almost educated herself right out of this thing. But now she's replaced her income, raising her family, making the income here, working part-time from home. So you can just go into one story after another. Let me give you another example. You know, I told this to, we joke about, we call him Dan the Coffee Man. This is Lisa's newest distributor, who is very serious and extremely promising. I got high hopes for this guy because he's taken the steps just as you'd hope. ABC coloring by the numbers to go after this. He's very motivated. Why? He's over 90 hours a week in his current business. He gets one day off, and he works more than 12 hours average per day the other 6 days of the week. This guy's got some heat on him. He's got some motivation.
Yeah,
so when somebody says to me, "Hey, Dave, it sounds like a good idea, but I don't have any time," I'm going to tell Dan's story. Now, Dan's Name isn't important because nobody knows who Dan is on the street at this point. They'll get famous with this story someday. Who is that guy? Well, we call him Dan the Coffee Man, just like we used to call Bill Johnson Bill the Dockmaster. Everybody knew him as the Dockmaster because he had a great story. So you answer these things with stories. You know, a guy says, but I don't have any money to get started. Well, I don't know about that, but here's what I do know. And you talk about the people that got started didn't have any money, and now they're making money. See, when Beth got started, she didn't have any money. First thing she said to me is, Dave, I can't go in the hole with this thing. I got a huge medical bill from the first, you know, bout with my struggle with cancer. And, I we're just getting through the second one now. He said, there's no way I can go in the hole on this thing. I've got to make money. I said, well, if I can show you a way to make money, that's better. So she got profitable the first month. So I would tell these stories. And these objections go away, or the people go away, one of the two. And either way, I win. Either the objection goes away and they join, or the people go away and they're out of my face.
Maybe that's what...
Storytelling is the way to respond. Am I right, Lisa?
You are so right. And I was just thinking as you were talking now that, you know, I guess that that Achilles heel that I have, that way too big of an education, had me wanting to get everything just right before I could really go out there and do it. I had to know it and understand it and be perfect at it before I would do it. I didn't really stick to that. You know, I got out and started talking to people right away, and I made a tremendous mess, and you were great. You just got on call after call with me, and I sponsored a whole bunch of people in the beginning, but I kept wanting to get better at it, and I finally realized that the reason I was doing that is because I thought that if I could get so good at communicating and so good at doing this just right that I would get everybody I talked to join, and that way I'd have to talk to less people. And it didn't work. You just got to get out there and talk to everybody, never mind what they decide. It doesn't have anything to do with you, and just let them choose for themselves. And the one who talks to the most people wins. That's the race. That's the deal. You tell stories, and they choose. That's it.
Rick, did that help with the questions that you had with that woman?
Yes, thanks, Lisa and Dale. Appreciate that.
Anything else? Like, this is good stuff, guys. I think we got about 4 or 5 more minutes before we got to shut this down. But it's been good. Hopefully somebody recorded this. I know that Lisa was probably using the recorder that she uses to record these calls to play those segments, so I'm guessing she didn't record it tonight. If somebody did, this is a pretty valuable call from what I could hear her do. And these questions are great. So somebody, you know, if you've got a recording of this, let us know. This is a good one.
Hello, Dave?
Yes.
Eric Lloyd from Raleigh, North Carolina, sir. My question is this. You should take from the product stories and everything and enjoy more of the business opportunities.
I couldn't understand your question because just about the time you asked it, either somebody made noise or it was static on your line. Could you repeat that question?
I said that, you know, it seems like you're steered away from the products and they're showing more of the business opportunity.
Yes, I do that deliberately. I do not blend them ever. I either talk to you about product or I talk to you about business, but I do not blend them because it's a conversation that I can never get on top of. I can never win with it. So I stopped doing it as soon as I realized that was one of my biggest hindrances.
Okay.
There's somebody has a lot of background noise going on. If it's not the person speaking, please just use the mute function so we can all hear everybody.
Yeah, we got a speaker phone open, and it's full of noise on this line. Whether you're speaking into the call or not, mute yourself out, or we're just going to have to end this one.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Oh, that's unbelievable. At least I'm just going to mute it.
All right.
Comments. The question was, you know, I guess there's some new people on the line and they realize I'm talking more about business here than anything else, like Lisa does. And that's just a choice I made. I recognize that a solid business builder that doesn't really care what type of product or service the company offers but understands this business model, meaning the exponential penny, the power of one, whatever, it doesn't matter. The pay and the numbers and the volumes are the same. whether we do paper clips or nutritional formulas. If tomorrow, let me give an example. Let's say tomorrow the nutritional formulas that we have, the patent runs out on them, on the process. And so every other company in the marketplace can make our same products. And let's make it worse. They can make them cheaper. They can make a cheaper product and sell it at Kmart now and make it very similar to ours. Not the same name, maybe not identical, but very, very close. In other words, a comparable product now because we don't have the patent to protect us anymore. How are you going to build your business now with a similar product that's more expensive? Well, see, it doesn't make any difference for me because I'm building business here. I'm showing people how to make more money rather than spend more money. See, the difference between my product and the stuff you get at Kmart or Walmart or the grocery store or the drug store or the health food store is you can get paid for taking mine, whether it's paper clips, thumbtacks, or nutritional formulas. That's why it doesn't make any difference. And I don't mix the two. If we were doing paper clips, the business model wouldn't change one whit, but why would I make it about the paper clips? Why would I want to get in an argument about $200 a month for paper clips? Who cares? Although the business might grow faster if it's paper clips because nobody has to get involved with, you know, how do you manage a paper clip? There's no thought to it. It's simple enough where it just makes the business model work. And there's been thousands of companies over the last 60, 70 years in network marketing that have had different products and different services for whatever reason. Now, some made it and some didn't. I know this. I think we're one of only about 15 companies. Was it 15 or 6, Lisa, that have made it more than 15 years?
It's actually, yeah, it's actually 30 that's made it 15 years. Yeah.
You mixed up 30 companies and the entire history of network marketing. They're over 15 years old right now. We're one of them. Now, I'm sick of being 15 years old and being the best kept secret in America. We're trying to change that right now. We're bringing on the kind of people right now that will be able to do that by leveraging their exposure to the marketplace, using the tools and using the system that Lisa talked about tonight. Lisa?
Thank you. Thank you so much for your help, Dave. You know, I wanted to just address this whole product and business idea because when I got started, I got derailed just like everybody does because I had such incredible results on the products and I love them so much. And for me, the fact that the products worked so well was part of what gave me confidence to go for it in this business, which was alien to me, completely foreign to everything I'd ever learned, understood about life, or, you know, projected for my own future. So that was a tremendous confusion, and really what happened is I sponsored people like a maniac, but I confused them so badly by talking about the product and the business all at the same time that they didn't know how to untangle their own tongues and get going. And they couldn't follow what I was doing. So when I finally started keeping them separate, the people that I attracted then stuck around. I mean, it was magical and crystal clear. And the magic of it is that, you know, everyone's going to get the product anyway. They're going to get the information about it. And my best product users found out about this by hearing about the business first. So you're not losing anything by approaching with the business, by leading with the business. Because even if someone's not interested in the business, if they're open to anything new in their lives, they'll ask you questions, and you'll get a chance to find out by asking them questions and telling stories. Now, the way I handle that, just to be very clear, is after everybody, you know, who's a prospect has seen steps 1, 2, and 3 in the 1, 2, 3 attract system, after they've seen that, they always want to know, well, how does this come together? Why does it work? And if you've heard Dave or Beth or me do opportunity calls in the last few months, you've heard exactly how we answer that question. You know, why does this work? And you can demonstrate that the foundation of this business, which is really the products and the silent partner we have out in California, and they handle all that, is a great foundation and gives us a great backing. And they get the products, they get the value of it. And in that section of the whole presentation, Dave, I do tell a few product stories, but I keep them very short and sweet. And, you know, people I never can tell how they're going to react. Some people don't care. Some people are back to the business in seconds. They're not interested in the product part. And some people get very curious about the products because they think it might be of personal value to them. And some of them, just gloss over the whole thing. It doesn't really matter. They just want to know the part of it that they want to know. And since we can't know what that is, we have to tell the stories, the business stories, because everybody in America is looking to make more money. Even the richest people in America need to make more money right now. Everybody's looking for that. And, some number of people will be excited about the product, too. Would you agree with that?
Yes. There's a good metaphor for this. If you've ever been to a restaurant that serves food, what they call the buffet line, they don't put the dessert at the beginning of the line. They put it at the end of the line. And I look at our products as kind of the dessert. It's more the foundation of what we do rather than the superstructure. So the dessert's always at the far end. They start out with your salads and entrees at the beginning end of this thing. And at the far end, after the soup and after the crackers and after the chili and everything, is the dessert. Because it would be foolish to put that first because people don't start there. They finish there. So I do my business the same way. I figure more people want to make more money than spend more money, especially in this economy right now, although I think that's true all the time. And if you go through the whole buffet line and you don't see anything you like, I finish with the dessert, the products. And if they only came into the restaurant to have some dessert, they're going to see that at some point. Because they'll ask you at the end of the presentation, or even in a conversation before they see the presentation, what is it this company does? And if you can see they don't need the money and they're rich, then we know what they want. Better health and a longer life. And we can offer that through these products, which is the reason it actually is better that we don't have paper clips, so that we can offer the entire market something and not just those who need more money or want more money or want a better lifestyle and more free time. So that's the way I see it.
Well, I agree, and I thank you for that. I think we've run up the hour, and, apparently we can't keep the lines clean enough to open it up. But if, in future calls, guys, if you have questions or ideas that you want to have addressed on the Sunday training calls, and you know that I'm going to be doing it, you can certainly email me the questions or the ideas, and we'll try to weave those in. And I imagine Dave would take those kinds of questions too, and probably Beth will too. So, we want to get to what is on your minds, and we do our best to cover that from where we're sitting. Anyway, good night, everybody, and thanks for being here.
Lisa, thanks for a great call.
Great call.